Time to thank another country business supporting country harness racing. And when the Shepparton Harness Racing Club has a meeting, you'll often see the name BMW Shepparton. Aaron Brain takes our call from BMW Shepparton. How are you, Aaron?
Yeah, I'm really well, thanks. How are you?
Doing okay. What's the association with Shepparton and your business there, the franchise of BMW? How long's the link been?
Oh, geez. Our link's been with the Shepparton Harness Racing Club for probably about 8 years now. I took over 8 years ago, just roughly around that time, and my uncle has a big affiliation with harness racing, which sort of came through the bloodline, and we've been connected for a long time, and yeah, really enjoy being part of the local community and being able to sponsorship a local club such as the Shepparton Harness Racing Club.
Really, well, good. You just mentioned your family. We should tell our listeners there's a pretty famous horse associated with your family. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. So Spruds Bromac was obviously owned by my uncle and connections with my family, and he's been a great harness racing horse for a long time, and it sort of put us on the map in regards to being part of the harness racing community. And yeah, it's great to be involved in such a good club and with harness racing in general. Yeah.
Now tell us a bit about your business. It does speak for itself, BMW in Shepparton. How long has the franchise been there, and how strong are sales in Shepparton? Are there many BMWs in the Goulburn Valley area?
There's a few kicking around. We're very fortunate. Our business is about 32 years old. I took over about 8 years ago. I took over from Jeff Tracy before becoming Shepparton BMW. And we've been the number one rural dealer in Australia for the last 5 years in a row. And we were the 2018 National Dealer of the Year for BMW. So we've got some great success, and we've got some great supporters. And it only comes down to things like being part of the community as such. And that's why we do get so involved in such things like the sponsorship of local clubs. It's great.
So when you're a car dealer in a country town, does that mean the majority, if not even more so, of your business is solely local based, or do you have a business strong enough to attract people from other parts of the state where there might be a closer dealership? How does that work in car sales business talk?
We're probably lucky enough that we've got such a great brand in regards to the BMW product that we get obviously a lot of interstate people asking and inquiring about our product, but we very much concentrate locally for the fact that we like to support local and locals support us, and that's where our major concentration goes. But in regards to the actual brand itself, we do go from, WA straight down to as low as Tasmania and vice versa. We all sort of spread our wings as much as possible because obviously we like to look after people as the number one, yeah.
And we're told that more people will be doing travelling over the year ahead locally for holidays and vacation. Who knows when we can go overseas and hop on a plane. For now, it's travelling internally. I guess 2020 was challenging to a point, but again, we're being told a lot of people are buying cars of all sorts because they want to keep inside a vehicle to travel instead of using transport. How do you see 2021 in this challenging era of COVID for your business?
You won't see much of a change in what you've just explained. I think you'll see that the grey nomad trend has extended to the younger generation, which is great to see, and it's great to see that we're all going to explore our own country, I think, as much as anything else. You'll see a lot more SUV sales, and from our brand's perspective, we're probably in a lucky position where we've got a lot of SUVs that are new to the product range, and with a lot more technology coming through, we should see some prosperity from it. So it's great for us and great for everyone. I know COVID's been pretty tough, but I think it's great that we get to explore our own outdoors. That's a good thing.
Jayco, which you would know, Jerry Harvey, they're
a huge
supporter of country racing. I bring that up because I was told that there's even more than a year wait for some caravans across industries. Do you have people coming into your dealership that say, I need something to tow a caravan? It's become such a popular way of travelling.
Spot on. You're right on the money. We're seeing caravans. I think I'm hearing local news that it's possibly out until 9 and 10 months at the moment, which is a long wait out. Luckily, our cars are still arriving within 3 or 4 months wait from order. But when it comes to the caravanning, I think it's going to be a big boom for a big time. And it's seeing a lot of I think current owners with used caravans even seeing some prosperity, that their value has gone back up through the roof as well. So good luck to everyone who's jumping in the caravan, grabbing an SUV and going and looking at our country.
Yeah. I think I said Jerry Harvey. Jerry Ryan, of course, is Jayco. Ryan, mind you, the way caravans are selling and cars, they might be sold by Jerry Harvey as well. Great to chat to you. For those that don't know, whereabouts is your dealership? Where is it located in Shep?
Yep, absolutely. Shepparton B&W. We're located at 8002 Gong Valley Highway in Shepparton. We're only about a kilometre and a half from the local harness racing track. So as you're coming in from Melbourne, you'll see us on the right-hand side. And, yeah, look, thanks very much for making us a part of the program. We really appreciate it.
No dramas. That's Aaron Brain, BMW Shepparton, a sponsor of the Shepparton Harness Racing Club. We thank them for their support of Country Harness Racing.